Great to have you along here on the Ideas Net as we switch gears now and talk about how you can achieve your best level, maximum level of physical fitness. Dustin Maher back once again with us. Dustin's one of the area's leading personal trainers. He works out of Supreme Health and Fitness, trains clients, teaches classes, and specializes a bit in fitness for moms and core training. And he is the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps. He's an ACE certified personal trainer, has a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, exercise science from the UW-Madison. So great to have him back. And if you have questions about how you might achieve your own maximum level of physical fitness, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Dustin, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me again.
Busy time now for you?
It's peak season right now. Everyone's looking to look good in their bathing suits, and you know, it's warm out, so everyone's outside doing things.
So your fitness camps are...
Yeah, we had Groupon feature us, which is like a daily discount. We had over 400 people sign up for that. So
we've had
a pretty crazy summer, but it's been great to get a lot of new people in and just expose, you know, what we do to a whole new group of people, and they're loving it.
We had a doctor of physical therapy at Marquette University said that, I'll see if I can quote him right, poor posture is really a pediatric problem that has geriatric consequences. What can you suggest to improve the posture?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I think posture is getting worse and worse in America because we sit so much. You know, we're sitting right now to do this interview. We sit at our computers all day. We sit and watch TV. So one of the biggest things is just to try to stand up more, or when you are sitting up taller. So one thing I teach my clients is think of a string on the top of your head and it's pulling yourself up. So you're just going to, you know, stand taller. And I'm doing specific exercise to strengthen the upper back. Now, most of us, we have tight chest muscles, tight, you know, front shoulders, and we round our shoulders forward. So working at stretching the pecs out and then strengthening the upper back, the traps, the rhomboids, that's important. So even just practicing squeezing the shoulder blades together, sticking the chest out a little bit. And a lot of my clients report, you know, going back to the doctor 6 months or a year later and saying they've grown an inch. And they're shocked. And, you know, it's basically just better posture and standing taller.
Excellent. Rhonda and Trevor has a question or comment for you. Rhonda, hi.
Hi. I just want to say hello to Dustin. I subscribe to your newsletter, even though I live kind of far from Madison. I don't have a chance to attend anything that you offer. My doctor recently suggested doing Jillian Michaels' 30-day shred, since I have two children under the age of two at home and I really don't have a lot of time to work out. And I was just wondering if you have an opinion on that as my only exercise source.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for... reading my newsletter and being part of that. You know, I've seen part of Jillian Michaels' shred program. I mean, most of what she does, I really do like. You know, I believe that's more resistance training or cardio based with a little bit of light resistance training. So I think it's a good program. Again, I don't know the exact specifics of it, but I'm a big fan of Jillian Michaels and her training style. So, you know, I think her DVDs are similar to my Fit Moms for Life DVDs. So, yeah, definitely, I would recommend that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yep, thanks very much for calling. And Tim in Barrington, Illinois, on to you. Hi, Tim.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
All right, here's my question. I just had a hip replaced, and I would like to get back into golf. And I tried to play nine holes yesterday and found that my hips were pretty stiff. And I was just wondering, are there any exercises which are particularly good at that?
Yeah, I mean, going to a physical therapist would be probably your best bet to really fine-tune things. But a couple of things I'd recommend doing the day after is, you know, going into a pool where it's a little bit less weight-bearing and just working that range of motion. So, you know, do like leg circles and really try to abduct, taking the hip away, the foot away from the body, and, you know, lifting it to the sides, lifting to the front, doing that type of thing. Stretching, like yoga-type movements. I'm a big fan of yoga for that, too. And then just working on, you know, getting the range of motion. I don't know where the hip's at right now, but, you know, working on some squats, get at least some partial squats and just try to continually get movement in there, because it probably wasn't used to the torque that you're creating in that golf game.
Yeah, I had a friend who took up yoga, and he said it really improved his golf game.
Yeah, it definitely can, because you're going to be able to get a larger range of motion for your swing, generate more power.
Yeah. There you go. Thank,
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim, for calling. And let's turn to Michelle and Marinette next. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I am a mom of two. My question is, I have had two C-sections and a hysterectomy, and I have worked relentlessly on trying to tone up that area of my stomach.
Yeah.
Doing every imaginable Pilates, yoga, sit-ups, you name it, and I still have been unable to firm it up. My doctor says that probably will never come back. Is there any suggestions I can get from your host regarding, other than a tummy tuck, trying to firm that area?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I focus a lot on this on my website, so I definitely would check my website. I will mention that in a moment, my newsletter. But worked with a lot of moms with multiple C-sections, and it kind of depends on the person. I think most can get back quite a bit. You know, if you had a great stomach before, it may not completely get back without, like you said, you know, a surgery or something. But focusing on the outer core is not the way to go. So I'm not a big fan of crunches. Planks, which I know you do a lot in Pilates and a lot in yoga, are great to be doing, where you're just holding that flat body position, kind of like a push-up, and working the deep core muscles. So I do planks, and then I've talked about this before on the radio, but vacuums, where it's a holding breath exercise, where you hold your breath as you exhale all the air out of your lungs first, and then you hold your breath, and then you suck your belly in, and you hold it for like 5 to 10 seconds, and that's teaching the deep core muscles to contract, and that kind of draws the whole belly in, so it makes it look better. So that's one area you want to focus on, is the deep core, side planks too, and then part of it could be a body fat issue too. So you know, if you have good, you know, even if your abs are tight, if you have a lot of fat over the top of those, you know, so overall body fat reduction, and that comes with, you know, total body resistance training and, you know, a little bit of interval training and then eating good. So it's a combination of those two things. But, you know, I see most moms be able to get back a lot of it. I can't say
it just takes time.
It takes time. Yeah. And so just keep going with it and watch your eating too and drop that body fat.
Right, and then just regular sit-ups then are useless.
No, I think they're bad because, especially most people, they focus on those. Those are the outer core muscles, the crunching motion. It's not very practical in real life, and they don't develop the deep core first. So when they kind of crunch, their belly actually kind of points upwards into a peak, and that's not obviously what we want. And it's not a necessary movement. Everyone thinks crunches are the best exercise, but they're really not.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. And your website for that caller?
Yeah, it's Dustin, Dustin Maher, Maher, fitness.com. I've also got a core DVD. That would be good for her, too, to try to at least get those muscles tight. Like I said, it also comes down to a body fat issue. You know, you could be fat and still have a good core if you've worked it properly, and you would never know because there's all that fat on top of it. And you could be skinny, and you actually could have a six-pack, but your core could be really weak. You know, it's a lot of a body fat issue, but having a strong core is important either way. Aesthetically and functionally.
And thanks again to Michelle. Let's turn to Marilyn in, I think in Illinois, calling in Lyle, Illinois, is it?
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
I'm so glad I had the radio on.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to ask about, I've been diagnosed with osteopenia, and my doctor suggested weighted exercises.
Yes.
And I wonder what type of exercises would you recommend?
Yeah, this was my specialty when I studied it at college at the University of Wisconsin was in osteoporosis and osteopenia, which is the beginning stages. I mean, it's kind of too in-depth to kind of go over all the exercises with you, but yes, you want weight-bearing exercises, especially in the legs for working those. So your squats, lunges.
Okay.
Step-ups, those are three of the best ones. Deadlifts are decent. It's a great exercise either way. And then for upper body, you know, you need a pushing exercise like a bench press or like a push-up, a shoulder press, and then some sort of working the back motion. So like a row, some sort of row or pull-up motion. So those are all the basic ones. On my YouTube channel, you can go on YouTube. I've got probably hundreds of exercises of kind of an exercise library of different weight resistance training exercise that you could do. So just search for my name, Dustin Maher, Maher, on YouTube. And I've got, I think, about 200 videos up there for you.
Oh, great. Do you recommend a weighted vest or ankle weights?
You know, I don't know about the ankle weights. I'm not a big fan of them. Weighted vest, that would be better. But, you know, just walking with that, I mean, it's going to strengthen those joints a little bit, but I would just rather have you just, you know, lift some weights, you know, 30 minutes a day, 3 to 4 times a week.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. And Abby in Madison, your turn. Hi, Abby.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I just wanted to call and thank Dustin. I've been doing his boot camps for just over 2 years now, and with his help, I've actually been able to lose almost 25 pounds. So thank you for that,
excellent.
Dustin. You know, I have more confidence now than I ever have before, and I'm able to kind of strut my stuff in my bikini like I've never done before. So thank you, Dustin, for everything that you've done for me.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
No, and I just wanted to give one more little plug for him because his website has some amazing information on it, whether you're looking for exercises or nutritional information or even something just kind of motivate you and get you started. His website has everything. So it's really great. It's been useful for me, and I think anyone would really benefit from being able to check it out.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, she's dropped a lot of weight, and she's really gone for the heavy weight training. She used to do like all cardio in the world, and she was gaining weight and stuff. So she's dropped like four sizes, so 3 or 4 sizes.
And so that weight training is the weights are really important in your mind.
You know, it's my philosophy. I mean, some people will disagree, and I'm not going to say it's the end all be all, but it's the way I've gotten hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in the best shape, and it somehow just changes your body composition. Obviously, you're going to build a little bit of lean muscle with it, but it turns your body into a fat burning machine more than doing a lot of cardio. And a lot of people who hate cardio, this is great news for them. So I tend to attract the people who don't like cardio and or have tried it before and gained weight on it. And, you know, so that's the core of my exercise program. And then the eating obviously has to be there, even more so than the exercise to really, you know, drop the body fat.
Dustin Maher, our guest today, as we talk with him about achieving your maximum level of physical fitness. Again, Dustin Maher, fitness.com, and he's going to be with us right up until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking physical fitness today with Dustin Maher, personal trainer, works out of Supreme Health and Fitness, created the Fit Fun Boot Camps, and is an ACE-certified personal trainer. And he's been with us a number of times. Back again today to talk about how you can achieve your best level of physical fitness. Join us with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Kelly from Duluth, Minnesota, emailed us. She said, I just started an at-home kettleball workout. Kettleworks, it's called. Any thoughts on this? My biggest worry is that there's not a lot of instruction, so I'm not sure if I'm doing the exercises correctly at home. Is it better to be just moving and not worry about doing them exactly right? I alternate days with the old Leslie Sanson walk at home workout DVDs, which I've lost 30 pounds on since March.
Yeah, kettlebells, actually, not balls, but kettlebells. You know, I think that's going to be the next trend. I mean, right now, like, TRX is pretty popular, and core training was really popular a few years ago. And I think kettlebells are going to be the next thing. And they're kind of an old school style of training. Basically, if people don't know what they are, they look like a cannonball with a fat handle. And it's only one handle, so it's really good for swinging movement. So I think they're great. I love them. I use them with my clients. But I would just be careful that you're doing things right. Because especially a lot of them require swinging motions and snatching motions, which have the potential for a higher risk of injury too. So, you know, just be careful with it. I mean, pick a weight that's as light to start off until you get the form down. Maybe hire a trainer who's good at kettlebells just for like one session to make sure your form's good. But no, I think kettlebells are absolutely awesome workout, and I highly recommend them.
Bethany in Wisconsin Dells, on to you. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I was pretty excited to hear that Dustin was on. I started working out with kind of along with the blog through a friend, and I had been working internationally, and so I didn't really have access to go to boot camps or really even to buy like the DVDs that he was putting out. I think the best thing though about working out along with the principles that Dustin really trains people in is that he emphasizes hard work, and that's so important.
Yeah, definitely. I get so sick of the infomercials that just, you know, say you just have to use this one piece of machinery and twist and turn and crunch and or put on an ab belt and everything just gets better. I just, oh, it's so maddening to me. Totally. And people believe it, unfortunately.
Yeah. At this point, I've been working out. I started out with a blog, and since I've got back into the States, I bought Fit Moms for Life DVDs. And I'm not a mom. I'm actually okay. A young person. But something that's been amazing is that I've had really bad knee injuries. And I used to play soccer, and I just got to a point where I didn't know what to do. My knees were so weak that I could hardly even train to get better. And I'm seeing things now, and I can do things now that I never would have guessed. I'm running, and I can do ultimate, and things like stairs are even not a problem anymore. And so That's really cool.
Great. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot for calling, Bethany.
You know, she brings up a great point with the knees. You know, sometimes knee problems can be two things. One could be overuse, that you're just beating them up too hard, and some are almost underuse or not strengthening the quads and hamstrings well enough to create that, you know, they have too much instability in the joint, and just strengthening those legs can help tremendously for most people. So, you know, if you guys are experiencing knee issues, that's one thing I would recommend doing is, you know, working at squats, lunges, and, well, lunges are a little bit harder on the knees. I probably wouldn't start with them. Step ups and then deadlifts. Those are, and your hip raises, you're laying on your back, feet on the ground, lifting your butt up in the air. Those are all really good exercises to do to kind of create a very strong and supportive knee.
Thanks again, Bethany, for calling. And David in Green Bay will turn to you next. Hi, David.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I got a couple of words. I'm a truck driver, so what I got to say is trucker gut and trucker butt. More gut than butt. How should we solve that?
Trucker gut and trucker butt. What do you think, Dustin?
I don't even know.
Trucker gut and trucker butt. I got more gut than butt. What can we do about that?
Okay. Funny, we had two truckers call last time we were on, too.
Yeah.
This is like the trucker station. So what you can do, biggest things to do is you're sitting, obviously, most of the day. And so you want to be, when you stop at gas stations or, you know, when you stop to sleep, you know, trying to do some sort of exercise. So getting out for 5, 10, 15 minutes each time and, you know, doing some squats, maybe jogging a little bit if you're able to do that. You know, doing some step-ups or some dips on a picnic table or bench area. You know, or even bringing a set of dumbbells with you in the truck, and then when you park it, you know, just do a little bit. Might seem silly, but, you know, if you do that every, you know, 4 to 5 hours, that's going to help.
I have a couple of freeways with me.
Perfect.
I work my arms.
Okay, well, work your legs too, and that because your legs are your largest muscle group, so you're going to burn more calories and fat through that. And then a lot of it comes down to the eating, and you've got to, you know, prepare ahead of time and pack healthy snacks with you. On my website, I think you can search for like 50 healthy snacks or something, 50 snacks that you can take with you that are pretty much portable. You may need a cooler for some of them, but, you know, and just pack them, prepare ahead of time, because a lot of times, you know, you probably go to the fast food or you go to the truck stops and eat there, or you,
Walmart a lot. I read a lot of labels. I look for the low fat, microwavables.
Okay. Yeah. Just, you know, trying to eat fresh stuff as much as possible will help, and just watch the portion control too, because a lot of times, you know, if you're just sitting there maybe all day, you have a tendency to want to eat more.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck, David. Call us back in a few months. See if you followed Dustin's advice here and how it went. Thanks for calling. A lot of truckers listen as they drive through the
state.
That's great. Kira in Madison, it's up to you now. Hi, Kira.
Hi, thanks for having me. My question for Dustin is, I've been seeing a lot about these shoes. They come under different names depending on the brand and the shape-ups, I believe.
Yep.
Is there any truth to that? I do a lot of walking. I've got 3 kids, so it's hard to do more sometimes.
Yeah.
And I thought, would that be an easy way to get a workout in? Or is that
Yeah.
Just kind of for show.
Don't waste your money on them. Actually, Ace, who I'm certified through, just did a big study on them. It was the first independent study that I've seen, and they saw absolutely no significance in calorie burn or muscle toning or changing the butt or whatever. You know, that's what they say.
Okay.
So there's no difference. I mean,
that's good to know because they're expensive. So.
I know. I mean, if you buy them, and they said the only thing is if people buy them and they think they're going to change, and so they start moving more. Maybe it can help that way.
Like the placebo effect.
Exactly. Or saying, you know, hey, I bought these shoes. They're going to really help. So I'm going to start, you know, exercising more. Well, then maybe they might help. But besides that, it's a big, big marketing gimmick.
Okay. Well, thanks so much.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. I've also heard with those shoes that if you have an issue with your own stability,
yeah,
that it can be a problem.
Absolutely. I mean, they're already kind of rounded, so they're kind of a rolling motion, and that, you know, you could roll ankles or you could put yourself out of alignment too. So yeah, I would definitely not recommend them.
Jim in Oshkosh, we'll turn to you now. Hi, Jim.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, I just wanted to ask several quick questions if I could. I'm 67. And I just turned 67. I wanted to ask the best procedures for me at the YMCA to do ab development for back pain, the kind of cardio work and strength to do with the number of reps and number of workouts per week.
Yes.
And finally, I have pain in my left foot, and I'd like to be able to walk better on it. Are there exercises I can do to help that since I have very flat feet?
Okay. Flat foot thing, I wouldn't say there's a lot of specific exercise. I would, you know, try to find a foot specialist to maybe see if your arch is not, well, it sounds like it's flat already. So try to get a podiatrist or something like that to look at your shoes and maybe get some arch supports. With the YMCA, I would do 3 times a week of resistance training, total body training, pick the big muscles, big lifts, multi-joint exercises, pick about 8 to 10 of them, do 8 to 12 reps, 2 to 3 sets of each exercise. So 8 to 12 reps, 2 to 3 sets.
Okay, 2 to 3 sets, okay.
Yep, depending on, I would say even 2 sets for starting off. Depending on if you want to, do you want to work out like 5 days a week or like 3 days a week?
Well, 3 at first and then work up to 5.
Okay, so what?
My body back in shape.
Yeah, so do 30 minutes of strength training after a little bit of warm-up, and then do about 15 minutes of interval training, or burst training is what I like to call it. You're 67, I would probably go a little lower impact, whether that's on an elliptical, whether that's in the pool, maybe the stair climbers. And what you can start with would be 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off.
Oh.
So you go for a high intensity for 30 seconds and then drop the level back down for 30 seconds to a minute. You can even rest for like a minute and then do that again. Do that 5, 6, 7, 8 times, 10 times, somewhere around there. And that's a total body workout. And then once you get good at that, then I would take that cardio session, those intervals, and put them on the other days and make them a little bit longer. So do them for like maybe 15 or 20 minutes.
Should I watch my heartbeat? The ones that the YMCA have a heart indicator. Should I not make sure I keep it below 135 or something?
Well, I mean, I would talk to your doctor, but you know, unless you have heart issues, I wouldn't. You know, I would just go by perceived exertion. You know, I would try to get, if it's a scale of 1 to 10, I would get like an 8 or 9. Try to get to an 8 or 9 when you're working hard, and then bring it back down to like a 5 or 6. Bring it back up to an 8 or 9. Go more by that, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of using heart rate necessarily as the only way to go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. And Scott in Platteville, on to you. Hi, Scott.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm a new cyclist. I just started last year, so still pretty new at it. I've come a long way. I did it just to lose weight, but I started to get kind of a competitive edge. And I found myself kind of pushing myself beyond what I might find or might believe my comfort level is. This last week, it got real bad. I decided to go to take a trip to Colorado to climb the Rocky Mountains. And that in itself was pretty difficult. And then this last weekend, I did a longer ride, about 120 miles from Platteville to Blue Mountains and back. And the effects I've kind of felt in my body have been kind of weird. Just felt like kind of a hungover feeling, almost pseudo drunk.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of worried about the recovery session. My body has kind of been put under a huge stress in this last week, and I just wanted to know what Dustin's opinions are on that.
Yeah, I'm guessing one of the things that happened, I don't know if you have a lot of food when you did the 120? Miles?
I tried to eat something. I mean, you don't want to eat a lot, but
right.
I tried to eat something small every 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say exactly. I was thinking it could have been like low blood sugar levels or something like that. But, I mean, you're releasing a lot of, you know, chemicals and different things when you are going that long, too. And if your body hasn't done it before, you know, it just might be a flushing out process. So, I mean, if it continues for a week or two more, I would definitely get checked out. But I would drink a lot of water, for one thing.
That's one thing. Yeah. People don't drink enough water.
Yeah, maybe you're dehydrated. It's really hard to stay, you know, fully hydrated. You could have been electrolytes been messed up, too, because when you bike or just sweat for a very, very long period of time, you know, even though you're maybe popping some tablets in or, you know, eating salty foods, your potassium could be off. So that could be another thing. So being well hydrated, you know, maybe drinking some Gatorade or sports drinks. I'm not a fan of those drinks for weight loss purposes, but for replenishing your fluids, they're pretty good if you're doing more than, you know, 1 to 2 hours of exercise, which you certainly did. So,
yeah,
I would say just try that and, you know, maybe back off a little bit, but, I don't think it's super serious at this point, but if it doesn't get better, definitely get checked out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Scott. And, John, that's one of the things I think biking, when you're doing that long distance, people wait too long to start their hydration. They get worn down. You really need to.
Right. And I think part of it is because you're constantly moving. So like the sweat, I mean, you are still sweating like and pouring off, but a lot of it's drying right on the spot because you're going at a high speed and people don't realize that, you know, they need to be drinking a lot more.
Eric in Milwaukee, let's turn to you now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got a couple friends that do a fitness program called PX90, I think it's called, or I'm not sure.
P90X.
PX90 or RX90. And they love it. They said it's hard. There's a lot of work to it, but they really love it. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that particular fitness program.
Yeah, P90X is, I mean, it's kind of the new, most popular infomercial product. It's been out for about a year and a half, 2 years now, and it continues to sell. So I think they've sold close to 1 million copies now of it. It's great. I think it's good. You know, some of my clients have done it. My DVDs that I produce are very similar philosophies. The one negative thing I've seen or heard from it is it can take up to an hour and a half a day of your time, 6 days a week. So it's pretty labor intensive. And I think some people, they go for the 90 days and then just stop, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you have the right mindset with it and you are able to give that much time to it or just make a modified version of it, you know, maybe do, I'm a believer in 30 to 45 minutes, 4 to 5 days a week. That's my philosophies. You know, I think it's very tough for people to make an hour to an hour and a half of time consistently. Yeah, you can do it for 90 days, but what about the rest of your life? So, but it's very high intensity strength training, high intensity interval training. They put in some Kempe karate and some other, you know, some yoga stuff. So it's a very well-rounded, balanced program. It's a big time commitment, and they have a great eating plan that goes with it. So it does work, absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks a lot for calling, and you could join in too with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's go to Tom in Tomahawk. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'm just wondering if your guest there has heard of this new craze regarding running, long-distance running. There's a man by the name of McDougal who was interviewed on Gene Ferraca's show a week ago or so, and I caught two other interviews of him on different places, and he contends that the Indians down in Copper Canyon in Mexico have a running style that enables you to run forever, quote, without any damage to your body. And I wonder if the guest has any opinion on that.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to a couple of guys who are big into that, and we were talking about that study and that book, and I think it was Born to Run, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, so Born to Run. His whole philosophy is that shoes create false support for your body, your feet, I should say, which generates, you know, goes into your knees, your hips. And so, you know, these Indians, the Mexicans, they run barefoot, basically. or with like a little bit of rubber on their bottom of their soles to protect their feet. And that's why you see these new shoes coming out with those five finger, like the toes. They're kind of like, they're really ugly looking, I think. But a lot of my friends are getting them. Actually, I told my girlfriend, I think I'm going to get a pair, and she flipped out on me. But, but you know, I haven't studied it a lot, but people who I really respect, I mean, they swear by them. And it takes a few months to go barefoot. Like, it's, you got to be careful with it because our feet aren't able to support ourselves, like running and jumping, because we've lived our lives with the support of our shoes, you know? So if it's something that people are looking into, I would say start off very slow with it and build your way up. But yeah, some of my trainers have them, and they, like I said, they swear by them, and they say it's the best thing, best $85 investment they've ever made. So, again, I haven't studied the biomechanics of it too much, but, you know, something to look into. I think they're going to get really popular very shortly.
Let me just quickly, one thing he said is the arch support does damage to the arch.
Yep.
Because it pushes it up.
Yep.
And arches were not designed to be pushed up.
Right. Yeah, your arch is designed to support that foot, and when it is pushed up like that, it does. Your foot no longer has to support itself, really. It's in the cushion of the shoe. So, yep. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks a lot for calling. Carol in Wisconsin Rapids says, well, she's 68 years old, an athlete all her life, seemed to be unable to lift over certain weight levels when using the Strive circuit at the Y as part of my regular workout, and I'm wondering what I can do to keep increasing weights. I do the Strive circuit exclusively for weight training. Should I branch out? I also do lots of stretching and some cardio along with outdoor activities.
I think that's pretty awesome. She's what, 68, you said?
Yeah.
I love that. And she's asking how to lift heavier weights. That's my kind of woman right there. You know, a couple things you can do. I mean, I would recommend doing some dumbbells. I assume those are machines that you said. I haven't heard of that brand. But, you know, doing some sort of dumbbell training, even at your age, starting off at a lighter weight, because it's going to require more stabilization. And it's important for anybody, but especially as you get older, you know, it's all about stabilization. Because if you can't control, you know, lifting a pot over your head to put it up in the cupboard, you know, you're going to hurt yourself. So that's more functional than trying to push a machine straight up, you know, or something like that. So I would get into that. But on the machines, what you can do, I don't know if you're doing 12 reps, 15 reps right now. We'll say you're doing 12 reps, maybe three sets of 12. Go and do like four sets of six or four sets of eight. But you'd obviously have to have heavier weights because you're still trying to fatigue at that number. So if you're trying to fatigue at eight, you pick a weight that you can only do eight times with good form. That's a great way to go. Or even go five reps. I wouldn't go lower than five reps, but find a weight that you can only do five times and then rest a little longer possibly between your stations, your circuit, and that'll help you recover a little more, be able to push a little bit more weight. But that's an awesome question, and good for you.
And Michael in Milwaukee, on to you now. Hi.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for calling.
I have a question regarding a product I saw at Seven Mile Fair. It was a wristband that supposedly helped with your stamina, your balance, what else, and your flexibility. And I tried it on, and the little exercises they had us do, it seemed to work.
Yeah.
To be honest, I've never heard of that. It's on your wrist?
Yeah, it's almost like a rubber wristband that has some magnetic plates on it.
Okay. Yeah, I have heard of that. And, you know, I have no idea. There's infomercials on it selling those things. You know, people, testimonials, you know, I don't really believe it necessarily. But I haven't had experience on it, and I haven't really researched it, so I can't give a good opinion either way.
Can't help you out on that one, Michael. Thanks for calling. Dustin, you just a recent winner.
Well, yeah, I was very honored. It wasn't really a winner, but I was featured on the front cover of Personal Fitness Professional, PFP magazine, which is one of the, for us trainers out there, kind of our trade journal. And it's the magazine I picked up before I became a trainer and loved, and I read every month and stuff. And I was featured as the Journey to Success story. So I was
wonderful.
The youngest ever, I think, to be featured for it. So, yeah, it was very nice of them to do that.
Oh, And maybe, again, you could go through your websites and your...
Yeah, so my main website's a blog. So I've got over 200 articles and videos that are free for you. Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, Maher, M-A-H-E-R, fitness.com. And a few of the callers today mentioned my newsletter. Right on the left-hand side there, you put your name and email. I send a newsletter out 3 times a week, just giving you great content, motivation, nutrition, recipes, whatever it is that I'm... have on my mind, and we really build a great community there. If you're in the Madison area, you want to join our boot camps, try it out for a free week. We have a free tryout week. It's madisonbootcamps.com, madisonbootcamps.com, and I've got my Fit Moms for Life DVDs and core DVDs and body part training DVDs. So got a lot of stuff on the Dustin Maher Fitness website.
No wonder you made the first the front cover.
I've been busy. Oh, and one more thing. I've got my next fitness cruise. I forgot to mention. So we had a bunch of some of your viewers come on our cruise before. So you guys are all invited. You can check out Dustin Maher Fitness again. And there's a cruise link. And we're doing a 7-night cruise in the Caribbean March.
In March.
It's a fitness cruise. So we do a little boot camp style workouts in the morning.
Dustin Maher, our guest. Thank you for listening. Stay with us.